It's all on your pitch.
I guess so.
Yeah, so that's the way to talk.
Oh, yeah, look, it gets much higher if you use that.
All right, that's
voice.
How our new voices are.
Well,
that's not how the audience is spoken.
The reviews are in. Yeah, look at this. If you talk like this.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah.
That's
and
how,
then if we can slow it down.
It'll sound just like us.
That's perfect.
Look at that. Seems like you go back to normal talk.
Oh, yeah. He can hardly hear us. Yeah, no, okay, that's it. We got to talk like cartoon characters. That's the only way. Do we want to move it up on a cake stem?
Yes.
Hello again, and welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Hello again.
My name is Jason.
And I'm Dave. Fred Partridge.
You're not Dave Coyne.
No.
You're Fred
I know
Partridge.
Dave Coyne, and you're no Dave Coyne.
He would have made a great vice principal.
Yeah, I think he would have made a fantastic vice principal.
Yikes.
He would have been a horrible vice president, I think.
Well, it's hard to tell.
We'll never know.
All vice presidents are...
By definition?
Horrible.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad we got that.
Except for Spiro Agnew.
Yeah, he had a certain je ne sais quoi.
Oui. Yeah, we have no Dave Coyne with us.
We've misplaced him. He's somewhere in my sock drawer, I think.
Is your sock
way
drawer
in, the back.
In Belize?
Yes. Dave's in Belize?
I believe so.
I don't feel bad.
Have you not received any photographs?
I got nothing.
Nothing?
No, apparently they don't have cameras in Belize.
They don't have Google Street View in Belize.
Really?
Yeah.
We check right now?
Well, we could, but... I don't know if it's the best use of our time.
Oh.
You know what we like to do on this show, Fred?
Kid around?
We do. We like to kid around. We josh. We tease.
Do we like to get off topic?
We love to get off topic.
God, I don't know. I bet I could come up with a third thing.
Well, what else?
Kid around. Off topic.
Applehead dolls?
We do like our applehead dolls.
There we go. That's the third. But we also like to make classic cocktails.
Oh, that's right. I read that somewhere.
And the premise of the show, because we have a studio audience.
Oh, yeah.
We'll explain it to the premise
sure.
of the show.
You know what? I'm going to, while we're talking here, I'm going to turn this thing on over here.
I've been playing to the camera the whole time when I wasn't playing to the audience. I didn't know which way to go.
Well, who does?
You know, when they do a TV show,
yeah.
they put the audience right behind the camera. They don't put the camera off to the side.
Well, it depends on the show.
This
if you go
really?
To a talk show,
yeah.
cameras are all over the place.
Yeah.
And there's a camera there, the audience is there, there's another camera there, there's probably one up in the ceiling that zooms down on you.
I guess so.
And there's one behind you, but I don't know why it's there.
All right, well then...
There's a guy running around. keep your eyes peeled.
And your oranges.
Oh, yeah.
See, we can do that because there's a camera so that the visual gag works.
It's much funnier.
What do we like to do?
Applehead dolls.
That's right. And classic cocktails.
Classic
cocktails. The premise of the show.
Oh, that's right.
The show is that we have a huge amount of alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
In storage.
Sure, yeah.
Not
yeah.
just we have
in
it
the in the warehouse.
Yeah. And then we drag it out. We mm-hmm. find an old recipe.
Yeah.
And then we make the recipe. Now, here's where it gets a little gray.
Yeah.
We taste the recipe.
Oh, yeah.
And then we Sometimes clumsily it. Describe it. And this is supposed to entice people to make the drinks.
I don't think it works that way.
I don't think it works at all.
Because
now the other premise...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off. You go.
No, I have no idea.
Okay. The other premise is that people are going to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like they've stumbled upon the show.
Right.
And they say, do these guys have a website? And they say, yes, it's www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
I know, it's an awesome website.
And they go to the website,
yep.
only to find on the website mm-hmm. that the show is also there, which they've already got.
Well, we've got traps all over the internet, really.
I know there's traps, but I don't think anything... I think they're all keys. I think every trap has a key in it.
Oh, yeah. What about drunkpodcast.ca?
Drunkpodcast.ca is the only trap in the book.
Yeah.
And it's got a key.
Yeah.
Because you end up in the other one.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't want to say I'm disillusioned.
Okay.
You say it.
You're disillusioned.
I think I am a little. But anyway, we've got another couple of winners here. We got one from 1946.
Mm-hmm.
Trader Vic's. Bourbon squash.
That cranky old man.
He's a cranky old man. He does not like whiskey of any sort in 1946. And
he warmed up to it over the years.
I think he did a little bit. He says, the only bourbon drink that's worth a damn is the bourbon squash.
Oh, we should make that.
Well, we got that right here.
Oh, okay. Well, that's handy.
And I hope that I wrote it down in the email I sent to you correctly, because I didn't bring the book. I just packed up my microphone and left. And then, as a sort of a slap in the face to Vic,
yeah.
The second drink,
yep.
Or unless we do it in reverse order, the Port Light. A classic tiki drink.
Right.
But we're doing the Beach Bum Berry variation.
Oh, of course, because he's the king.
Yes, and I forget, you had an idea why you wanted to do that particular version of the Port Light. When I sent you five versions of the Port Light.
They're only just a little bit different, mm-hmm. And I trust Beach Bum to have done his research and his testing. So I think, I wanted to see what he came up with.
All right.
Plus it's got more ingredients in it. I like more ingredients.
The more ingredients...
Why have four when you can have five?
Yeah. And it uses a blender.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a blender?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wait, I do. It's right there.
Do you have a smaller one?
Sure.
Why
would you like a smaller blender?
I don't need a smaller blender. This is going to be fantastic. Because one of these drinks calls for crushed ice.
Right.
The other drink calls for shaved ice.
Yeah. What are we going to shave our ice with? Oh, we're going to bring out Snoopy again. Remember Snoopy from way back?
I do. I do remember Snoopy from way back. In fact, I think Beach Bum Berry said, if you need an ice shaver,
yeah.
The Snoopy snow cone machine will do a great job.
Oh, I don't think he's ever used one then.
I don't think he has, or I haven't been cleared on it.
It was wintertime, I think, which made it even more ironic. We should have just grabbed some snow.
Yeah,
but the table was shaking.
Yeah,
everything was moving.
The problem with the Snoopy snow cone machine.
Yeah. It's made for 9-year-olds?
It's made for 9-year-olds. But the 9-year-olds are going to be using it the same way that we were using it.
But I was afraid it was going to snap into pieces.
I know, the blade is very sharp. But you put the ice cube in the top,
yeah.
Then you push down on it with Snoopy,
mm-hmm.
And you crank the little plastic thing, and it sort of chews away the ice really slowly. Like you get a chance you're just going to get water out of it.
By the time you're done, yeah.
But it goes sideways and stuff, and it was very frustrating. And so I thought it was, for you people listening at home, it's very hot here where we live.
It is right now, yeah.
And I was afraid that your house was going to be extremely hot.
Yeah.
And I did not want to fight with the Snoopy snow cone machine.
No, I don't blame you. Although it's entertaining to watch the video, seeing it in person is distressing. It's like watching a bullfight. You know, if I watch it on the video, I can fast forward. But it's like, oh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
It was the noise you were making, and I thought somebody was going to die. I really did. You're going to cut yourself on the blades, or it would snap into pieces and poke Dave's eye out.
I know. The funny thing, too, about that Snoopy snow cone machine is it cost about, I don't know, between $20 and $25.
Oh, yeah.
For between $20 and $25, you can get an electric one. Don't worry about it at all.
We should buy that. If only people would get some advertising airtime on our
sponsorship.
Show. Yeah.
And this is where you come in. Look, there's a spider on the microphone.
That's weird.
It's the spirit of Dave Coyne.
We I'm going to have to take him outside. Sorry, folks. They have... Oh, what?
You don't have to take him. He's not going to... Well, now you've done it. You should... Oh, God. This is...
I think he's in one of the glasses. Just in case, I'm going to pretend that he's still in here. I'll be right back.
Here's an off-topic thing that's right on topic now. It's very difficult to move spiders. I don't know how many times I've tried to save a spider only to have three of its legs collapse. And then I say, well, I would have been better off smashing it.
Would you rather be a five-legged spider than a dead spider?
How does that song go?
I don't know. I gave you the first few lines. I thought you'd be able to pick it up from there.
The phrasing's all wrong. Okay. So we've got one with crushed ice, and then the one that's going to call for shaved ice is going to be like a julep.
Yeah.
You put stuff in a glass...
Mm-hmm.
At the very bottom.
Oh, and then you build?
Cram it full of shaved ice, and then you pour booze in it.
Oh, yeah.
And you swizzle it.
I'm like, ooh.
And you drink it with a straw.
Okay.
So we're not doing that. We're just going to use ice.
We can make crushed ice, which is almost, it's one step removed from from regular ice. Plus, I've got a bunch of cubes in here.
Now, when you got this fridge, did it have a shaver option?
I should have asked. It didn't even occur to me at the time. Okay. Wouldn't that have been great? You have your own snow cones whenever you wanted?
Yeah, exactly. You could be making Hawaiian shaved ice.
Oh, man. I got to go back to Samsung and see if I can get that added.
How does that song go?
If I could go back to Samsung.
No, it's going to be, here's a little tune that we like to croon, and they call it Samsung. Yeah, very good. All right. What do you want to do first, Fred? Before the audience starts wishing that Dave was back from Belize.
I try. Which one do you want to do first, then?
You want to do the blender one? Or the shaved, the faux-shaved one?
Faux-shaved one? Well, let's do the bourbon squash.
Okay.
Yeah, and then see if Vic was right and it's the only good drink.
Yeah, the only good bourbon drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's what you're going to... Now, we were going to do this for the whiskey guys.
Yeah.
And you poo-pooed it. You said, these are too good.
Yeah, they were
when you said it out of the side of your mouth.
Yeah, that's what when I'm trying to be secretive, that's what I do.
Right. It was too good. You didn't want to muck around with it. Although this probably would have blown their minds.
Oh, yeah.
If they would have stopped talking.
So we're going to build this in a glass, or are we going to build it in a bigger glass? Oh, I should get the big mixing glass, and then we'll pour it out.
Does that work? Well, see, this is the problem. This is the one that you build in the glass, and so everybody's supposed to get a glass crammed with shaved ice.
Okay.
And so we would...
We can do that.
All you do is add whiskey.
Well, and orange juice and lemon juice. And sugar.
In fact, this isn't really a very good drink to do when you have to share it with multiple people.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It would be better if it was like a... Or you never... Did you get a tiki bowl?
Yeah.
We could do it like a shared drink. It's not going to work. Never mind.
It could,
but we won't.
Nope, but we've got glasses. I mean, we can build five glasses.
Let's build five glasses.
Yeah, all right.
So what are we, because we have guests, are we doing, we're not doubling it, we're tripling it? What are we doing? For God's sake, there's a recording going on.
Oh, right, sorry. Now you know it's real.
We need a rehearsal, don't we?
Well, we could just do a half in each glass. Right? Can we just cut that in half and then do a half size? Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Because
we're building them individually, so we're going to have five glasses here.
Right.
And we'll pack them all up, and we'll just do the recipe in half. So it's going to be a half size cocktail. Huh?
No, I'm still confused. How many are we making? Five?
Five.
So you want to take this recipe and cut it in half.
Yeah.
This is enough for one drink.
Right. We'll have more later.
Oh, I see.
You know, after the recording's over.
All right. Why don't we double this and then share that out to the five glasses?
Sure.
Okay. So instead of half an orange, we're going to need a whole orange.
I got two halves.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Should I make juice out of them?
Yeah, sure. Make juice out of them.
Okay.
And I will watch.
All right.
Now, we're also going to need a whole lemon.
Oh, here's two half a lemons.
That'll do. I'm going to see if is there another lemon.
No.
They're all.
You're touching them while you're asking me. I don't understand.
I meant to say larger.
Well, I think all my lemons are roughly the same size.
I think you've got the dwarf lemon batch. That's
well,
okay.
These are what lemons used to look like back in the old days.
In 1946?
46.
Is this how authentic we're being?
Oh, yeah, no. We got authentic 1946 size lemons.
Well, let me put that sticker there. Well, allow me to cut this lemon in half.
Yeah.
Now, if someone was making this at home,
it'd be a lot easier. I think it's over. So I've got this. What am I going to do with that?
So what we're going to do here is just squeeze that in there, too.
What?
I know. It's orange and lemon.
And mix them all together?
Did you read this?
I know, but usually we do them separately.
Here's what you do. You squeeze the orange. Here's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Squeeze the orange and lemon into a glass, because you're only making one.
Right.
Then you dissolve sugar in the juice.
Oh.
Right? Then you put ice on top of that. Then you dump whiskey on top of that, and then you stir it and you drink it. So we do need to have the juices.
That's a little bit like, it's pretty easy, isn't it?
It does.
You haven't even had a drink yet, and it's already it's complicated.
I know. So
do you want the mixing gloves?
No. But now what we're going to do is once we get...
What?
We're going to do... Well, we could. Sure, let's do that.
We've got to measure it out somehow.
We'll teach them to listen to this show, only to find it on the website. Yeah, no, but yeah. Get your mixing glass.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to eventually get you to agree to that.
I think it's easier when there's not an audience. I think it's easier when we do it at the other side of the table.
Yeah, is that the problem?
That's part of the problem.
You need to rejig the whole setup.
The whole thing's got to be rejigged. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Oh, shh. We're trying to record in here.
Sorry.
You're going to...
Yeah?
You're going to pour the juice into the mixing glass. We're going to put 2 teaspoons of sugar in the mixing glass. And then this is going to blow your mind. Huh? Right? Okay. That's the citrus.
That's the... Okay.
Have you got sugar?
A little sugar for you? Sure. You betcha, buddy.
I think it's there.
There we go.
Or is that your cocaine? Stunned silence from the room.
Sugar this time. Okay, one?
Two. But that's a lot.
Do you want me to use an actual measuring spoon?
You might want to use a real one. If you're going to do a one-peeping cereal spoon, call it a teaspoon.
That's just how I roll.
You're going to think you're going to find people saying, that's awful sweet.
You're awful sweet.
Yeah, well, there's that too.
It's a teaspoon, okay.
Okay.
Well, a level teaspoon.
Yeah, 2 of those. Because we've doubled it, right?
All right.
Allow me to swizzle this.
Sure, no, you swizzle.
So now, my theory is,
yeah?
Now we're going to build it in the glass.
I see.
Now we can see how much we've shared out for us and our 3 guests.
Yes, of course. Let's see what you're doing.
And then, by doubling the bourbon, everybody gets an ounce of bourbon. Which sounds fantastic. We get a thumbs up from the audience. Stunned look from some of them. Thumbs up from others.
We should have given them all an ounce of bourbon to start with.
Yeah, I feel like I should have had one too. All right, so what are we using instead of the shaved ice? You're just going to use crushed ice?
Crushed ice, so I'm going to get a bunch of crushed ice. This is going to make some noise.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it's being recorded.
Make some noise. Bring up the funk. I don't know. Here it goes. Wait for it. It's coming. It's going to sound like an ice house. Or we're out.
Yeah. Oh, here it comes.
It takes a while to, you know.
You know what you could have done?
Done this ahead of time?
That leaps to mind. Or done it into the glasses that we're going to pack it into.
I could do that.
That's okay.
Because that's it. That's all I'm going to do, right?
Yeah.
I guess I could do that.
Oh, well, I guess you are.
I guess I'm going to do that. How about the full?
Well, it's supposed to be full, but they're not full-size drinks, so you're just going to be wasting water. You know there's a drought?
There is.
In somewhere? If you're, I think this is the rainy season in Belize.
That's the perfect time to be there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Dave got a deal.
I would hope.
Because of the rainy season in Belize.
It's better than volcano season in Hawaii, so I guess... That.
Well, it's like the monsoon season with the poor soccer team there in Thailand.
There's ice all over the place in here.
Just to show how topical we are.
Yeah, no.
Well, they all got out of
there. Remember that all the way back in 2018?
Oh. Is this still on? Yeah, I don't know if you really had to... you're doing good. Forget I said anything.
No, I know. And then we're just going to pour the stuff in there? Is that what you're saying?
Nope.
Perfect.
Yeah.
This is bad radio.
Oh, it's awful radio. But as the whiskey guys pointed out.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so I have a question from the audience.
Just make 4.
Okay. Just do 4. We've already lost some.
That's good. We're almost out of ice anyway. All right.
So really, what should have been done is this should have been put in the bottom of those glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And then we would have put the ice on top.
Nice.
So we'll say that we did that.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying we did.
Okay.
Why would we do it any other way? I need to know how much is. What is this? 4 or 5. Okay.
I hear like a slot machine.
Yeah, no, we're all winners. So that's 4.5 ounces of juice. So if I had. So basically, it's an ounce of juice each.
Exactly.
That doesn't seem like it's enough.
Well, it seems, unless you're dying of scurvy, in which case that would just do the ticket.
That's true.
Or it would be the ticket. That's the ticket? We do the trick. I don't speak good no more.
I noticed. I was going to say something, but I mean, me too.
Well, I'm glad that you, see? I don't got none.
No, you got none?
I'm all out of words.
I hear you.
I'm going to start taking pictures. Photographs.
Oh, photographs.
Because they're worth 1,000 words.
That'd save us a lot of time.
Yeah. That's why we take pictures of these drinks sometimes. Yeah. Yo, geez, I should take a picture of you making these drinks.
Well, you know, it couldn't hurt.
It might.
Well, it depends.
I got one of them boxing glove foams.
Sure. So what are we missing now? We're just missing the bourbon.
Dave,
I miss Dave.
We're missing the guiding hand of Dave Coyne.
Yeah. So I got to crack open some. I got a fresh bottle of Wild Turkey here.
Oh yeah.
It hasn't been opened yet.
Wow.
Are you shooting that picture horizontally? Yeah. Instagram doesn't like that.
This isn't going on Instagram. Nope. Instagram's dead. Didn't you hear?
No.
Vine
is
gone, and Instagram is on its way out.
What's Vine?
I don't know.
Was I supposed to?
That's how unhip I am. Oh. So now we would use 5 ounces of bourbon, so we're going to share out 5 to 4. The math on it is...
Yes.
1.14. Which was, again, I didn't know that was going to be the answer, but you're exactly right.
Okay, well, it's about this.
I'm looking forward to this. This is the only bourbon drink that Vic thinks is any damn good. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
Of course I did, but I wanted to swear again, because that's how his writing style is.
Yeah.
Okay, is this just regular Wild Turkey, or have we got like...
No, this is the 81.
Oh.
So not the 101.
Oh, so okay.
This is what they consider regular, fighting with the bottle here.
You have straws?
Do with straws.
Yeah, you're gonna try to kill a turtle later on with your straws, you murderous bastard.
Well, here's the thing there, fella.
Uh-oh. You've invested in silver straws?
I've got paper straws.
Oh, paper straws.
Just like you remember from when you were a kid.
I do remember paper straws. They were so disappointing.
Well, you couldn't leave them in there for too long. They turned into pulp. But
that looks great. Look at that.
Kind of festive, doesn't it?
Let me get a shot from this angle. I hear cameras going off in the background.
Oh, gosh, it's everywhere.
Oh, but look at that. Oh, Dave's missed a classic one.
Yeah, well, at least it looks great.
If only his wife would let him stay home sometime.
Yeah.
He'd be able to enjoy these beverages.
Yeah, we didn't have any of that in there. I'm going to throw some... Oh, I didn't leave a dust.
Oh, yeah. Photograph. I think this is going to be the theme of the whole thing.
Yeah?
Photograph.
Sure.
Yeah, photograph. Stay tuned to the end of the show for a special performance... of Ringo Starr's photograph. How's that for a segue?
Yeah, okay. Is he going to take it with Kodachrome?
He is. So now imagine that this drink was in a great big tall glass, like a mint julep. And so it's all crammed in there. But the proportions are still correct. We still have ice, and the thing has still been swizzled. Let us...
We got a bunch of paper.
We got a thumbs up. And another stunned, shocked people choking.
Yeah. Well, it's tart.
Are the St. Paul's ambulance people here? Someone's been hit with a puck. Okay. Okay, I see why the reaction.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great drink, and it's a startling drink. Mm-hmm. So you give it, number one, a thumbs up, because it's a citrus, whiskey, bourbon slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite balanced, I think
so.
You get enough fruit to know there's fruit, but it's really just, it's almost pure booze is sort of the feeling you get from it.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you were to have a mint julep, mm-hmm. if you were down there at Derby Days,
yep.
you bet all your money on a horse, and then you're supposed to just sip, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to let this, the ice is going to slowly melt, and you sit there and you say things like, "It's good to have land."
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you say it like that.
I don't know.
I need a new character. I'm going to do a new guy.
Yeah, okay. Is that him?
"It's good to have land."
Oh, I like that one better.
He's a prospector that made good, so he's still not completely believable. But, yeah, no, this would... I see the shaved ice,
is going to dilute it faster, so you're not going to have somebody say, sip it and make a horrible face like what happened here.
Yes.
So to describe this to the people at home, it's very, very orange juicy. Mm-hmm. The orange has been, or the tang has been added up. You get the sweetness of the orange, but you get the little hit of the lemon, and then you get the sugar there to tame the lemon, and then you're drinking bourbon. Oh, look at you. You've gone strawless.
I thought I'd give it a try and see if it was any different. It's about the same. Strangely enough. But, yeah. No, because with some of the lemony cocktails, there's no sugar added, and they're super tart. Where this has got, between the orange and the sugar, it's...
It's not super tart. It's half tart.
It's half tart. It's sort of sweet tart.
It's kind of sweet tart. I'm gonna let it sit, obviously, here a little bit until my straw turns to pulp. That's how you know it's ready.
Yep.
When the ink from the straw leaches into your drink.
It's time to work that way.
But yeah, I read it. I was reading, I think I read it in the Trader Vic's book. Mm-hmm. Not about this particular drink, but, you know, hot weather, slow sipping. You stir it, you drink a little, you stir it, you drink a little. You have a little bit of conversation.
Conversation?
You sit outside and just take it slow.
Oh, you want to have a...
Just take it slow.
Have a pretzel? I know we're not supposed to eat during the show. I'll eat.
You eat. I don't need a pretzel.
Okay.
It's going to slow me down.
That's true. So anyway, so that's one drink. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Do you have anything to say against it?
No, it's, I mean...
Is it too tart for the average person?
No, I think, you know, everybody's going to want to tune it up to their taste. It works for me.
You want to put tuna in it? Did I mishear you?
A little bit of tuna.
Yeah.
Not too much.
It's, I don't want to say that it's a little boring.
I would throw, yeah, I mean, you could throw some more stuff in it.
You could.
It's a basic drink. But...
You know what it could use, perhaps, is mint. Maybe you could put mint in it.
I've got mint.
Do you?
Want some mint? Want to see what happens?
Sure. Is it in that drawer?
No. This is where the scissors are.
Oh.
We can.
I think you could muddle it, but I think I just want to know.
Just do that.
We're just going to slap it and release the hounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the oils. Yeah, you can try that.
Because I just, and I find this, I mean, this is a great book. This, I'm glad I got this book, this 1946 book. But people's palates were different in 1946. Mm-hmm. And Trader Vic, bless his heart, is trying to, he's swimming upstream against people that have never had curries or pineapples or salt.
Exactly.
Practically.
Prohibition has only been over for a few years.
Well, you're going to look at it that way, too. So, I mean, the idea of even fruit juice in here is crazy enough. But now with our modern 21st century, if you're keeping track at home, palates, I think this is a little bit, this is entry level now.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can add a little bit more to it. So, a little mint on top.
There was a chicken recipe in that book. Where you just soak the whole bird in soy sauce. And it works.
That's crazy.
But it's like, I don't know.
I think I've done that before.
You need more now. Yeah.
Some honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some, yeah.
So, but I'm going to let it sit, and then we'll put a sprig of mint in there if we can
I think
find
we ended up with some lemon balm by mistake.
Oh. Yeah.
But more, it'd be lemon on lemon. So how are we going to do the next one while we're waiting for the mint just to give kick this one up?
Well, fortunately, the port light looks
it's all a blender.
It's all a blender. It's going to be easy McPeasy.
Yeah.
I figured we double it again.
Yeah.
Of course, the actual recipe will be on our website, which you're going to go to. Because you're going to see the pictures of this crazy-ass drink.
Don't write any of this stuff down.
No, but I'm going to read it out loud to you.
Yeah.
As written, 1.5 ounces of bourbon. An ounce of lemon juice. Mm-hmm. You'll need another one of your tiny lemons. Half an ounce of passion fruit syrup. And you've got Trader Tiki's.
Yeah, which means it was expired in 2013.
Exactly what I was going to say. But, you know, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, and you got the Sonoma Syrup Company's pomegranate grenadine.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that neat grenadine that I got at the... in the Jamaica section of the department store that was that really cool...
Oh, yeah.
But I...
You didn't.
I didn't. So, 1.5 ounces of bourbon, 1 ounce of lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of passion fruit syrup, 1/4 ounce of grenadine, and then 1 cup of crushed ice, and you just blend the hell out of the whole thing and pour it in a glass. Oh, now easy. That's a drink.
That's a drink.
And that's very Trader Vic.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go. That's,
So when do you want to put the ice in first, or do you want to put the ice in last? Calls for 1 cup of crushed ice. You don't have any more crushed ice. You ran out.
I've got cubes, and I just threw a bunch of cubes in there.
Oh, what is this? Is this mint?
Mint. Like, here's a... Oh, I guess we should hose it off first?
Nah. Do we have to?
Put it outside.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Ow! Yeah, you don't try to wipe that mint. Put it back, you bastard.
There we go. Right. Slap your mint silly. Makes a big difference.
Oh. It makes a difference. Is it too close to a mint julep now? I just put it in there and then I sipped it without the straw, so I got a big nose full of mint.
Well, let's deliver one here.
Yes, you deliver it. Oh, stop hitting our guests. What's the matter with you? Yeah, no, I think the mint makes a big difference for it. But as I say, I don't know if I'm trying to change the drink into something else. There's nothing wrong with the drink as it is.
No.
I think I'm trying to make it into a mint julep or a Mai Tai.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just a tweak. It's just a little...
There's nothing wrong with garnishing it with mint, though. I say garnish with mint.
Mm-hmm.
When I print this in the thing, I'm going to throw garnish with mint in it.
Why not?
And you know why?
Why?
Because I think I might say that, and I might have forgot to put it in there.
Oh! No, that's a good reason.
But yeah, the mint makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Mm. Especially if you're drinking it right out of the glass.
Yeah, which is what I'm doing. And you should, too. Or out of a shoe, if you're one of those kind of crazy 1940s New Year's party people. Then drink it right out of a shoe.
Yeah.
Do you want me to help you with that knife? Audrey?
Ow!
There we go. Wow, sir.
Bugging me.
Where's your juice squeezer?
Oh, which one?
This one. Oh, my God.
Apparently, if you take one part of it off, the rest of it wants to come off, too.
Fred is famous, folks, for always doing that extra step that didn't need to be done, and then something goes wrong.
Yeah, there's a reason why.
He'll bring his wife up later on to tell stories of how Fred has disappointed her over the years by doing the one extra thing that didn't need to be done.
I like that.
Everybody likes a good segment like that.
So what do you got there? Some lemon juice.
I'm making more lemon juice because since we're just going to blend it all in there. Do you think that this, now, we've always trusted a lemon before, that half of a lemon was about 1 ounce.
Yeah.
Unless you needed 2 ounces out of a lemon.
Yeah. It was two ounces. Yeah.
So we're going to need 2 ounces in total. What do you want to bet that this little tiny lemon that you've got is going to fit the bill?
I think it will.
Okay. If not,
well, then we use this
you one. Owe me $25,000.
I already owe you $50,000.
I know, well...
That means I'll owe you in total $60,000.
Yes. It's not real, folks. If anything, I probably owe Fred some money.
All right. Let's go for it.
Okay, I just want to see. Let's do it. I needed to find the appropriate measuring bowl. And this is... Oh, 1.5 ounces. I told you those were shitty lemons. They're too tiny.
I have half a lemon saved. Let's see
look
if it's
at the... you. And look how tiny it is.
Sir, well, it's been in there since 84.
So. Well, we're trying to make the drink as authentic as possible. We've got a lemon from 1946.
This one's got a lot of seeds in it.
It does.
You
got a little...
Do I?
Strainer?
No.
Of some sort?
Yeah, no, I've got the strainer.
Or a sieve. If you don't have a strainer, I will accept a sieve. Oh, that's a good drink. Yeah, no, Trader Vic is right. He knows. Crazy old man. Wooden leg.
He had a wooden leg?
He had a wooden leg. He used to just stab a fork or a knife into it. Just in the bar. To scare people. Why does nobody do that anymore? It's a lost art.
I know. No romance.
No romance anymore. So are you going to, what are you going to do with that?
We're going to fire it up.
Are you going to make it crushed before we add the other ingredients to it?
Well, we'll see. It hasn't got an ice blade. We'll see what I can do. Hold on. Fire in the hole. I think it's going to want Okay. It's going to want some liquid in it.
Perfect. Well, we've got it.
All right.
So throw in the 2 ounces of that.
Gotcha.
Let's throw in 3 ounces of wild turkey.
Oh, sorry. I got a little excited.
Oh, well, you're good. It's these measuring things. I don't know why they always have the wrong side facing out.
Yeah.
It's like, why does your bread always fall butter side down?
Mine always falls butter side up.
Really? Yeah. Well, what do you have on the other side of it?
Weird. Peanut butter.
Well, that would account for everything.
Yeah.
Let's add the grenadine to this.
Oh, okay.
For the hell of it. Since we got it here. I'm looking forward to this
one.
The Port Light.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had it when we've been to a Trader Vic's.
No. No, well, the Trader Vic's are harder and harder to get to.
I guess that's... Yeah. If you manage to get to a Trader Vic's, have everything.
Yeah, because, no, you really should.
Because there's a good chance it's going to go out of business in the next 6 months.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it. 1.5 ounces of bourbon, 1 ounce of lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of passion fruit syrup, preferably vintage, 1/4 ounce of grenadine, and 1 cup of crushed ice. Blend it all up and then pour it into glasses for the drinking purposes. All
right, we'll see how this goes.
This is what blenders sound like. That was, I don't know how long that was. Eight seconds.
8 seconds.
But it's all good.
Yeah.
It has to be done. You ever been to a bar where you didn't hear a blender? If you say no, you're a liar, you dirty liar.
Why are you lying?
Yeah, exactly.
All the time.
Why are you so sad to know that people that we'd count on watching our show are such liars.
So the only hard thing to get here is the passion fruit syrup.
Don't pour it yet. I'm going to take a photo. Graph. Remember, that's the theme of the show.
Oh, yeah. The theme is photographs.
Later on, there's going to be a special performance of Photograph by Ringo Starr. Like, that's, well, here, let me get a good shot of the blender. We don't need to see you.
Everybody's ouch. You.
Wow, these are going to be clear. This is going to be unheard of. We're going to have photographs on our site that are in focus and clear. Now, this looks great.
It's foamy.
Now, it doesn't... No, it's real. I swear. The only possible thing could be the passion fruit syrup.
Yeah, that's the only dicey thing in the whole project here.
It doesn't say to serve it with a straw, because I think because it was crushed ice and it had been blended, it's just a good old over the lips, past the gums, watch out stomach, here it comes kind of drink.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Thank ye.
So that's, yeah, that looks a little, I wasn't expecting it to look quite like that.
No, we should have had a guess.
Guess what it was going to look like?
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What do you think?
I prefer it to the other one. I think it needs a straw because I'm getting hunks of ice. Nice. Rattling against my teeth. Oh, we've lost another audience.
No, they're falling like flies. I think your straw is probably all pulpy now, so I can give you a new straw. You good?
It's maintained its poise.
It's kept its integrity. So probably mine's starting to go.
Mm. See, I think this is what I thought the bourbon squash was going to taste a little bit more like.
Yeah. Because it hasn't got any orange, it's more lemony.
Mm-hmm. But somehow the passion fruit and grenadine have carried some sort of faux citrus sweetness into it.
Exactly. Oh, this out of the way.
Yeah, get that.
Let's see if there's anything left.
It's
all mine.
But, now if you and I had gone out... Now, this isn't even Trader Vic's recipe. We've got to clarify. This is Beach Bum Berry's recipe. And I took liberty...
What?
No, I didn't take liberty.
No,
I'm sorry. Strike that from the record.
Mm.
I took the liberty.
Oh.
Yes, of examining that bird.
What?
I took the liberty of looking at recipe, the Beach Bum Berry recipe.
Yep.
And this is based on the Kahiki's Port Light.
Get out.
Well, I can't drive now. The Kahiki was a fantastic... Mm-hmm. In fact, I have a menu from the Kahiki.
No.
I do.
How?
I purchased it.
That's from Kevin Kidney.
That's not a what?
Oh, I tell you, do you have a computer? You have access to a computer? Anybody out here have access to computers?
Back at the lab, sure.
Oh, sure, back at the lab. You got the big reel-to-reel spinning one?
Mm-hmm.
ENIAC machine?
Yeah.
You go to a computer, you go to Kevin Kidney's website. Kevin Kidney and Jody Daly. They were old the Disney employees. They are now their own deal. I'll put a link onto the site there. But you check out Kevin Kidney's Facebook page.
I was just going to look up a Total Tiki. Is one of these in Total Tiki? Either one of these?
Total Tiki? Oh, it might be.
Bear Berry's...
Yeah, check out Beach Bum
Berry's.
You're
going to look up...
But the Kahiki was in... I want to say it's in Columbus, Ohio. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I think it was in Columbus, Ohio. If it wasn't, it was in Cleveland, Ohio. No, I think it was in Columbus. Or was it in Chicago? I think it had a C in it.
I love this game.
Yeah, it could have been in Charleston.
What does it rhyme with?
Could have been in Coombs? I think it's in Columbus, Ohio.
Sure, let's go with that.
So the Kahiki. And it was a huge, huge restaurant. It had a tiki village in it and different rooms and a giant fireplace with a huge stylized head with a mouth with a fire in it. And somebody bought it.
Oh, let's go there.
No. The fireplace. They bought the fireplace.
Oh, I see.
It's in storage somewhere, I think.
Oh.
They were going to fix it up because I bought a tiki mug shaped like the thing, the chimney, the fireplace, to raise money for whatever they were going to do.
Oh.
But I'd forgotten to follow up on it. But I do have the mug.
Oh, well, that's something. Yeah, the port light is in Total Tiki.
Okay, and what does it say at the bottom of it? Based on the Kahiki?
Well, it says... looks like they add mint.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the garnish. Have you got some mint right here? Some mint right here.
What's this one?
There you go. Original drink by Sandro Conti of the Kahiki, Columbus, Ohio. Ohio?
Ohio?
Circa 1961.
Oh, okay.
So this drink is vintage.
Yeah.
Counts as vintage. It's not
does.
46 vintage.
No.
So yeah, the Kahiki. So I'll see if I can put a picture up about the Kahiki. But it was just fantastic. If you ever get a chance to look at pictures of the Kahiki.
There's Rongo.
It got National Historic status.
Oh, good.
Which made it only slightly harder to knock down. And they put up either a Walgreens or a Rexall.
Oh, wow.
There's no such thing as bad press, Walgreens or Rexall.
No, it's all good press.
In fact, Rexall is probably a better name. Because it's Rex.
Sounds like Rex.
All.
Mm-hmm.
So let me put a little bit of mint in this because...
Yeah. You got more.
I'm going to...
Oh, you got a bunch.
Quiet! I'm talking! Let's see how this plays out.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a spider on this one. Oh, no, maybe not.
Yeah. No, that's great. I think the reason that I haven't ordered... There's a port light, which has bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a starboard light, which is the exact same drink except with scotch.
Right.
And I don't think I've ever ordered them only because... you're presented with the menu and the tiki.
Shut up! Incessant nattering.
Why? You're presented with the menu at the tiki restaurant, and you look in there. There's one that's got boysenberry. You're gonna have that with the three different rums, and it's gonna have this with the pineapple and the grenadine and the exotic spices, and this is gonna do this. It's lit on fire. And it comes in a special mug. Then you look at the port light and you say, oh, it's got bourbon and the starboard light has scotch in it.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that at home.
That's
or,
right. Yeah.
Or at your home.
Yeah.
But this is a good drink.
Mm-hmm.
The more I have it, the more I like it.
Yeah. No, that's pretty good. If I was going to judge them, and I do,
mm-hmm.
I would pick that one. Although the other ones, it's not bad. I mean, if I was having this on the porch, hot day, not going anywhere.
Oh my God, you could call it the porch light.
I will. From now on.
But this is the difference, I'm thinking. This is a 1946 drink,
mm-hmm.
and oh my God, the war's just finished. This is the first time you've had bourbon in the house again?
If we can't afford oranges.
Yeah. Then by all means, do the bourbon squash.
Yeah.
It's nice. But I think for your more modern palate, you're going to be better off with the port light.
Yeah.
I believe. Now, that's just me. What do people that are around in the studio audience think? Do they have a preference of one over the other? Or, even better,
do you hate them both? Because that would make my cousin Dave happy to know that people were like, they don't have to like every damn drink they make.
Dave Dedrick?
Dave Dedrick. I did their show the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, talked us up.
Oh. Think anybody fell for it?
Oh. I'm sure the comments will come pouring in.
You told them how wrong they were that cocktails taste great.
Ian still has some of the bourbon at his house.
Of course he does. They don't like bourbon.
And Ian was down at Comic-Con, where you have been. You've been to Comic-Con. Yes. You've been to Comic-Con 7 times.
Once. But I'd like to go. This year I really felt like I wanted to be there.
I thought you actually went twice. That's why I was jokingly saying
so. I've gone to the ones in Vancouver a couple of times.
Yeah. But the big San Diego one. Mm-hmm. No, it would be a great one to go to is that New York City one.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, what are the odds?
Impossible.
you're not going to get there.
No.
What are the odds of you walking down the street? Well, being on the subway with a bunch of superheroes.
Yeah, exactly. You could never make that all happen.
You can't make it happen.
No.
No. You tell you what you do. You go get ice cream.
I'm getting ice cream.
Anyway, I thought you went twice to Comic-Con. Why do I think you went twice? Did you go with Thomas?
Yes.
You didn't go on your own first?
No.
And then convince Thomas to go?
Nope.
Wow.
No.
And just the three of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like it.
You can imagine.
It's a great time. It's a great time.
Right. So Ian...
Was he presenting?
He was presenting because they were doing the Sparks book that he wrote. And Nina Matsumoto did the illustrations for it, and my cousin Dave did the coloring for it.
Mm-hmm.
That was being featured as part of a comics for kids kind of a thing there. Plus, as we always know, but forget, he writes for Simpsons Comics and the Futurama Comics and the New Yorker and Mad Magazine.
Whatever.
So he has some connections also.
Hack.
going to the other part. No, he's not. You love him. You love him.
Yeah, I guess.
But I think they did announce.
Couldn't remember my name.
He called you Little Pete. You know Little Pete is a better name than Fred anyway.
Yeah.
See? He gave you a character. He gave you a backstory. That's because he's a professional writer.
That's true.
So
he went to Comic-Con.
Yeah. But Bongo Comics, which was the Simpsons and stuff, I don't think they're going to be doing new comics anymore. I think that was one of the announcements at Comic-Con, which is strange. We're not making movies anymore!
Yeah, we're not doing comics. We're all just doing tattoos.
Mm. I think that was announced. Anyway, I told him to go to the Bally High on Shelter Island there in San Diego. I don't know if he did, because I imagine that if you go to Comic-Con as a somebody, you probably don't have a lot of free time.
Depends on how burnt out you get. I mean, it's 5 days.
Right.
We ain't gonna be there 5 days. We only went in there 3 days, I think. But we had 2 days off and we went to Bally High. So I'm sure he's not there every day.
No, but I mean, because it's also a work function, I'm making air quotes.
Yes.
Mr. Microphone, I'm making air quotes. You know, now you're going to be done with your panel, and whereas you said, well, I'm going to go back to the pool, the hotel, now someone's saying, hey, listen, can I grab you while you're here, because we got to go talk about project number...
Could be.
Hey.
He said, hey, well, I'm hungry. Well, I'm going to go to Bally High and grab some lunch.
Yeah.
We'll take the chopper.
I will see Ian again in 5 months, so I will ask him.
Perfect timing.
And I think what I will do is take a drink to the Sneaky Dragon Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll show them.
And the reason that we got on this is...
Grab them by the throat and make them drink it.
I don't think my cousin would like either of these drinks, but I think he would be more inclined to go for the Port Light. Mm-hmm. But will not like either.
No. He claims to not like alcohol.
And he claims to not like alcohol.
So that's a bad start.
I believe it. And he comes in with the honest...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got to admit, he's honest.
Yeah.
It tastes like a version of cough medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, your first couple of sips of something might be a little bit...
Mm-hmm.
It's not water, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
it's something. Something's
turned. Clearly, something's gone wrong with this.
I can't think of any other drink that we do drink that burns all the way down.
I guess.
The first time you have it and go, well, that's okay.
Just a really bad cup of coffee?
Yeah, but like coffee burnt. The first time they have coffee, yeah. Right?
Well, I wouldn't mind at least half and half with sugar.
Right, you got it.
There's any coffee-flavored milk. With a bunch of sugar in it.
Yeah, I was a big tea-flavored milk when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when I would
have tea. No, I remember when we were like...
That's why I'm such a ponce.
We were like six or seven, and we'd get a half cup of coffee, and then it'd be a half cup of water, or milk, and then, 3 teaspoons of sugar, and there's little Johnny's first cup of coffee.
That's right. Half a cigarette,
Half a cigarette. No, you kid can't have a whole cigarette. That's irresponsible. They'd start coughing. So that's how you get started. He didn't start drinking young enough, but maybe you get him a nice, one thing I was thinking about, I've been reading up a little bit, is the, that's funny because the recipe wasn't what I thought, so I think there's different versions of it, but the Cosmo, mm-hmm. Cosmopolitan. Mm-hmm. And, the guy invented that. It was just it was a popular drink in Long Island and New York, and it's just a cocktail. If you look at it, there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
So maybe we should try that. He might like a Cosmopolitan.
He might.
Just don't tell him what it is. Or the other one what do they call it? The mystery cocktail? The one that they don't tell you what it is until...
Oh, yes. Yeah. In that particular book, yes. Yes. It turns out to be... Well, we won't say what it is.
No, because we're going to do it one day.
All right. I thought we did it. Didn't we do it?
No. I don't remember that.
What episode is this?
56
is the answer. 50,
oh, that's right. We should have said right off the top. Welcome to episode 56, everybody. Tonight, we're going to be making two cocktails, the Bourbon Squash and the Port Light. You're going to love them both, bourbon-based cocktails. And Dave's not here.
Dave's not here. Let's get started. So.
Okay, the rest was just practice. Now we're ready.
Well, now we're all lubed up.
Sure. No, I'm ready to go.
I'm literally lubed up.
I know. I'm surprised you don't slip off that stool.
No wonder I'm such a plant.
But this is great. I'm tempted to just have some bourbon now, though.
Well, this is the danger of bourbon. It sounds great, though.
It sure does.
It's because here's a little recipe that I sometimes do at home. You get a glass and you pour bourbon in it. You go sit outside.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bourbon in a glass.
In a glass?
With a touch of patio furniture. Patio furniture.
Yeah. Nothing too big?
No. Something that you can carry around, but it has to be stable.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. No,
I've made that mistake. So, yeah. I
do like my wild turkey. I don't know.
I was about to say that I'm not crazy about the wild turkey.
Really? How did you like it in these drinks?
Well, it's the worst.
Oh, that's disappointing for the good people at Wild Turkey.
I know, they're doing their best down there, but they
don't. It's all they know how to do.
Well, they should sell some of these turkeys. They have a national holiday. No, I don't not like it. I would go to Old Granddad or... Evan Williams?
Oh, sure. No, you want to spend 3 times as much.
No, you can get a cheap Evan Williams, too.
Have a little bit. Come on.
Okay.
When's the last time you had a little bit of wild turkey? Just a little splash.
Last time I had wild turkey, Fred. God, that takes me back.
You were hunting.
There was patio furniture involved. I was in a Home Depot on a long weekend. I bought... Well, that is nice. I just think it's a little drier.
It is.
I like it a little sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
I like, I like it to be like jam.
Now I get you some sugar.
It chased my other idea right away. Just like a wild turkey would. You ever been chased by a wild turkey?
Oh,
it won't come back.
I'd rather be chased by a Canada goose.
You ever been chased by a Canada goose?
No. Well, I've seen somebody chased by a Canada goose.
Who?
Howard.
Howard, your brother Howard?
And Glenna.
And Glenna were chased by a Canada goose.
Well, they were trying to chase them, but they were outnumbered.
Well, that's what happens.
Sure it is.
Geese are not solitary.
No, no, they're a pack animal. They'll take you down. They look for the weakest one.
That's right. They're not only a pack animal, they're a peck animal. Oh. You're liable to get your ankles pecked. Here's the funny thing. This is I often say this to people, and then the conversation goes a different way.
Yikes.
So I'm going to... we're the top of the food chain, they say.
Yep.
But we've maintained it so slim. And here's proof. Howard and Glenna were chased by a can of goose.
No, I know.
The worst it was going to do was hit them with a wing or pinch them with the beak.
Yeah.
They're way more prepared.
Yeah.
But we're not. Humans.
No, he was startled. Then he grabbed an umbrella and then he went at him.
And what is that? What? I don't know.
You open and close an umbrella.
Like in
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and it startles them.
It startled me too.
Sure.
Somebody gave me an umbrella.
They go.
Where were they?
We were doing some pictures down in a park down by the Second Arrows Bridge.
I don't know. This whole story is starting to fall apart. What was an umbrella doing there?
Photos to prove it. Well, because it was a rainy day.
Well, why are you taking pictures on a rainy day?
It was the only day we had.
What were the pictures for? Their wedding.
No.
Their breakup.
Possibly. Yeah. Oh, they just wanted pictures, and I said, well, let's do that.
Well, then it wasn't. Okay. I'm going to give a pass. There's no reason to. If you live down the street from each other, this is the only day we can do it.
Yeah.
How about Monday? Monday? You crazy? How am I going to do a Monday? It's 2 days from now.
I worked.
You worked. So back you have to wait another 5 days for the following weekend.
It was February. There was the odds of a sunny day coming up were slim and none.
Hey, I don't want to shit on your whole family deal, man.
I don't think you do.
I don't. I'm trying. That's why I'm bringing it back around to this whole thing. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that humans should be at the top of the food chain.
No.
We're going to run from geese.
It's precarious.
Cat scratches. You ever been scratching a cat's tummy? Like a strange cat?
Yeah.
And whoever owns the cat says, oh, yeah, be careful. It'll scratch you. And you're sort of like, oh. But then I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I know that it's just a cat scratch. Unless it's got rabies or some awful other thing.
Might. Why else would they warn you?
If it had been standing in liquid, I don't know, botulism up to its to its shoulders.
Sure. Or curare.
Yeah. And they said, here, scratch the cat. Be careful, he'll scratch.
His claws have been dipped in curare, so you don't want him to scratch you. What?
Yeah. That would be... But that's poor pet ownership right there.
Really, Mr. Bond? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was this goose dipped in curare?
It was pretty cranky, so it could have very well have been at some point.
Geese are always cranky. I knew somebody... No, I didn't. I heard a story of somebody. I'm not going to be guilty of that.
No. Nope.
They were attacked by a chicken.
Yeah.
Because chickens can be rangy, right?
Oh, sure.
A rooster or a chicken,
they'll peck you.
It'll get up on your back, and it's all
what?
Wind and...
Yeah.
It'll get up on your back?
It will.
No wonder we eat them. I'm going to move
this.
Dear. I keep kicking this thing.
Yeah, well, that used to be attached. Take all these drawers out.
This place is falling apart.
As we speak.
Yeah.
God, that was a good laugh. I enjoyed that. I haven't laughed for years, unfortunately.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. Oh, my God, that's fantastic. I hope you enjoyed that at home. I hope you stuck out this long.
Yeah, good for you. What a trooper. We really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. No, my stomach kind of hurts. In a good way.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because of the laughing?
Because of the laughing.
You need to exercise that one a little bit more.
I don't laugh anymore. So now we're taking sort of a dark turn.
Yes.
Why Jason doesn't laugh anymore.
I don't care.
Oh,
it's not my problem.
That's right. As long as I got to do it this once.
Yeah. So what do you want to make now?
I don't know. New friends.
Yeah, all right. Well, we've set up a little cocktail.
Wander the neighborhood.
Stand on the side of the road. That'll do it.
No, I would love to make more drinks, but as you know, we only can do the two.
That's true. Unless we've it's a special
four.
Extra long episode.
Yeah, and then
the
it gets
four out. Was... It was a great, fantastic mistake.
Yes.
Yeah. But,
And you, I mean, you have to clean all your utensils again.
No, we have the floor.
We've got spent shells.
Oh, yeah. What?
Lemon shells.
Oh, lemon shells.
Not ammunition. It's not an ammunition reference.
But, no, of the
Look
two...
for us in Guns and Ammo bags.
So if you can find a way to get yourself some passion fruit syrup, that's going to be your trickiest thing.
Oh! Yes, it is.
Okay. Unless you live in a major metropolitan city, in which case it probably isn't.
It's almost comical.
Is it?
It's not. Wrong word.
No.
Because it's so hard to find passion fruit syrup, yep. which it's not. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard to find passion fruit syrup. Almost any drink recipe you'll find that has passion fruit syrup in it. There's also a recipe for passion fruit syrup.
How to actually make it.
Whether it's getting puree.
It starts with passion fruit, though.
Oh, you're going to need a passion fruit.
At some point.
If you're looking to make it without a passion fruit. Or bashing fruit. What's you're also going to be bashing fruit.
Hey, it's got the recipe for pieces of eight on the back.
Ooh, what's nice. In the pieces of eight?
Lemon juice, lime juice, passion fruit syrup, and rum. We could almost do that. Well, we could almost do everything.
Exactly. We could almost do everything. And yet we do nothing. That's why Jason doesn't laugh anymore.
I think I need to make you a vieux carré. Or maybe a Sazerac.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or I just gotta take the old wild turkey out and mix it with some patio fresh.
Yeah. We got that too. Well, there you go. So there you have it. So we like the Port Light.
Port Light?
The Beach Bum.
Or Bourbon Squash. Or none.
Bourbon Squash for me.
We got a Bourbon Squash.
Yeah.
We got none.
None.
Port Light probably.
Port Light.
We got a half vote for Port Light, but not the Bourbon Squash.
You got better with the mint.
Ah.
Better with the mint.
And you like a Port Light.
Yep.
And I like a Port Light. Mm-hmm. Bourbon Squash.
Wrong with me, I guess.
No, it's just...
It's simple. It's a simple...
Dryer,
and yeah. anybody can...
You like the dryer.
I like the dry, and I like to taste that little bit of bourbon. I like the sour. I like the sour.
Right.
I like the tart versus the sweet tart, but I still like the Port Light.
All right, well, we all lose. Lori wins because she knows better than we do.
She seems like she knows what she's talking about.
She knows what she's talking about. We couldn't even string a sentence together to describe this. Oh,
exactly.
She said, this is why I like it.
Yeah, no.
She's right. We are wrong.
Yeah, another winner.
Ugh.
All right.
Huge waste of time.
So next week.
We won't be on because we do it every 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
But
so
next episode,
weeks.
Dave will be back.
That's right. Who knows what we'll be doing.
And I will be, of course, in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Oh, yes, for the annual ice chipping festival.
For the ice chipping festival. It's going to be very exciting this year.
Yeah.
On account of it being in August.
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
You got to go up north.
Yeah. You got to bring your own in some cases.
Yeah. Oh. But, well, that's too bad. But we'll be thinking about you the
whole
time.
If I don't go, I'll make sure that I'm here.
Oh, that'd be great. All right. Well, I...
Well, we'll do the pieces of eight.
Yeah, pieces of eight. And whatever's on the back of this bottle.
There's nothing on that bottle. That would be actually a kind of a fun little theory.
Yeah.
Recipes off bottles of stuff.
Yeah. And I actually liked your idea of doing the canned versus mixed cocktail.
Oh, we could do that. Drop of
a
hat.
There's a bunch of ideas.
Yeah.
We could like 4 more episodes.
I know. 4 more episodes, and then we're calling it quits. We're retiring, undefeated, and possibly unlistened.
Yep. But,
that's why Jason doesn't laugh anymore.
I know. Well, after we do this, we're going to have some pizza.
Are you?
Well, you might have some, too.
I might have a piece.
Sure, on the way out.
On the way out? Yeah, you give me the bum's rush, are you? Huh? Show me the door.
The door's right over there.
Oh, that's... You show me 2 doors.
Yeah, well, sure, there's 2 doors. And all the way up to the patio. How are you going to get to the patio furniture? You don't go through the door.
No, you show me the French doors.
Sure. Mais oui. Mais c'est tellement.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you did.
Yeah. And if
you're just coming in now, how did you do that?
Yeah,
so like linear recording.
I'd like to know how that works out. But
we jumped to the end.
Yeah, no, we got the pizza, and you know, the guy had to drive all the way here. He came from Mario's.
Who?
No.
Emilio's?
Oh.
Oh.
I had to come from Cloverdale.
He's a Mario. That's the other Italian guy.
Sure. You know two Italian guys.
Yeah. Mario and Emilio.
Emilio and Mario, yeah.
So Emilio came over here with the pizza, and you know, we're really hungry, and so, you know, I mean, it's not as... Maybe as interesting as a cocktail.
Oh, I see where you're going. I didn't.
Oh.
And that's proof that the drinks did their magic.
They worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They unplugged the one connector.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go on.
But like any good bartender, they worked their magic with dough and cheese and tomatoes and sauce and came up with a magnificent confection.
Confection? I wouldn't call it a confection.
What's that made out of?
I don't know. Confectionized sugar?
That's what I ordered. A sugar pizza. Maple syrup.
Oh, okay.
With slices of fudge.
Candied fruit.
And candied fruit and sweet tarts on top.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any pizza. I'm just going to go home.
Yeah, you're lost.
I guess so. But what happened when the man, he makes this?
Yeah.
Or woman.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about me too.
Sure.
You want to make a pizza? Go for it. And I've been to the Emilio's, and they have some ladies in there.
Oh, yeah.
Making pizza.
Oh, nice.
So there's not an... I don't know what you're trying to get at. I don't know what I'm trying to get at. Either.
But anyway, they work hard.
I might be running for office. And I want everything up above board.
But we want to reward them for a job well done.
Yeah, do it.
And there's only one way to do that.
And that is...
Tip big. Woo-hoo. How do you turn this thing off? Okay.